What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, April 30th, 2018, end of the month here. Boy, have we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, opinions, and so forth and so on. Obviously, the big story today is a couple of hours ago, Benjamin Netanyahu got on the TV and did this presentation claiming to have obtained half a ton of documents about Iran's nuclear weapons program. And you need to keep in mind, Israel has been screaming that Iran has been building a bomb for 30 years now. For 30 years, Israel has been out there saying Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear bomb, and it hasn't happened yet. And it's important to understand Netanyahu does not actually have proof that Iran actually built a bomb. They're claiming that they were able to steal half a ton of documents from inside this secret warehouse in Iran. Bring it on out, and they've copied it. They say the originals are in a secure place, and they're making the copies available to the White House and to the IAEA. And frankly, this reminds me of the laptop of death, which, if you've been following this issue for a long time, there was this laptop that was supposedly stolen from an Iranian nuclear scientist. It was filled with all these documents that looked very incriminating. It was provided to the West by MEK, which was being used as a propaganda laundry, if you will, by Israel. And everybody got upset and said, oh, see, it proves Iran is building a bomb. Iran is building a bomb. And then it turned out when experts looked at the documents, they said, this stuff is all junk. It's nonsense. Somebody went out on the web and did a web search and downloaded a bunch of charts and graphs and blueprints that don't really make any sense. They put them all on the laptop to try and create this case that Iran was building a nuclear weapon. And this is just more of the same thing. And of course, Donald Trump has already gleefully embraced this latest pile of manure coming from Israel, saying it proves he was 100% correct about Iran. And so now he's got his excuse to pull out of the Iranian deal. And I want to make a comment here. I think Iran should have a right to nuclear weapons. In an age where the U.S. and Israel are attacking countries that don't have nuclear weapons, I think Iran having nuclear weapons would be the path to peace. In fact, I think every nation on Earth ought to have nuclear weapons and long-range missiles as a path to peace, to simply make war itself unthinkable. That's where we need to go. Disarmament is going to be impossible. Israel will always have their nuclear weapons. They still refuse to talk about them, which is kind of the irony here of Netanyahu out there talking about Iran concealing their nuclear weapons program when Israel still refuses to confirm the nuclear program, which we know exists from the photos that Mordecai Vanunu took at the Dimona bomb factory, or those South African documents showing that Israel was getting ready to sell that government a nuclear weapon. And despite all of that, Israel's attitude is maybe we have them, maybe we don't. And so for Israel to come on out and scream about Iran having files of a nuclear weapons program, first of all, I wouldn't believe anything that Israel says. If the government of Israel told me it was going to be a sunny day, I would feel morally obligated to take an umbrella out with me that morning. And this does remind me of the laptop of death. But Trump now has his excuse to pull out of the P5 plus one deal and start to escalate the situation towards the, it now appears, inevitable war inside Iran. Now, Prime Minister, over in Tehran, Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif basically said that Netanyahu is the boy who can't stop crying wolf. And Netanyahu isn't really crying wolf again. He's crying nuclear duck. Remember that fiasco? The nuclear duck. It's a nuclear duck. And then there was that silly little cartoon he did up at the UN. And they've done a much nicer presentation this time, but it's still all based on lies and conjecture. It's all propaganda. It's another lie to sell us a war of conquest. Now, Iran is a peaceful nation. They're in Syria, again, at the request of the Syrian government. And Israel is saying, oh, they're coming to get us. They're coming to get us. And I think part of Israel's problem is the Israeli people are raised from birth to live in a state of total paranoia. They are taught from day one, the world hates the Jewish people. The world is coming on in, and they're going to exterminate us. And anything we do to stop them is therefore justified, including shooting nonviolent protesters down at the Gaza border and dropping bombs all over the place, which apparently Israel did in Syria last night as well. But again, Iran is not a warlike nation. They have not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years, and certainly not since the Iranian Revolution that saw the U.S. puppet ruler, the Shah, kicked out. And there's something else you ought to remember. With all this talk about Iranian nukes and North Korean nukes and Iraqi nukes, which didn't exist, there really is only one country on Earth that has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And that's the United States. So if everybody is saying that it's time to pull back the nuclear threat, let's start with the one country that's actually done it. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Story coming out of Sputnik News. Alexander Azadegan, who's a professor of geopolitics from the University of California and chief editor of the website Imperial News, is said that Trump is acting on orders from the Israeli lobby in Washington. Yeah, we sort of already knew that. I mean, remember when Trump was talking about pulling out of Syria? He gets a phone call from Netanyahu, and then we're back on in there with a false flag gas attack. And we're just ramping up there in Syria, and North Korea is being put on the back burner. Yeah, our government is under the control of a foreign power. I don't like it. I don't think you like it. Certainly the people who live in other countries that are under puppet rule don't like it. Why should we be any more accepting of that than anybody else? Story coming out of the Washington Times is saying that Israel is ready to bomb Iran if necessary. So they are really ramping up for a war with Iran. And this is going to get really serious. Now, a couple of things you need to understand. The United States has an agreement with Israel that in the event that Israel goes to war, even if Israel starts it, the U.S. is committed to assisting Israel. And that goes beyond merely providing them with more weapons and more ammunition. It's U.S. troops on the ground to act as bullet stoppers to protect those much more precious Israeli youth from any kind of an injury. That's what they're talking about. Russia, on the other hand, is committed to the protection of Iran. And so these people who are out there with their lies are really rolling the dice on an outright World War III, which is guaranteed to go nuclear. Because when the United States realizes that all of these small countries that it whooped on, who couldn't really defend themselves, are a different story than a military peer like Russia and China, on the day the U.S. government understands they cannot win a conventional war against Russia and China, that's when they'll resort to the nuclear arsenal, and it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Now, Macron and Rouhani are trying to work on preserving Iran's nuclear deal. And Macron has once again flipped. When he came to visit Trump, he came in saying, let's keep the deal as it is. Then when he was done with Trump, he came on out and said, well, yeah, we should add provisions to it. Now he's backed off of that again and saying that, yes, let's keep the deal in place. Iran has been perfectly in compliance. The IAEA confirms it. There are TV cameras all over the place that watch Iran's nuclear facilities. They aren't doing anything. They've been fully in compliance. Now, Rouhani is saying the deal is non-negotiable, that either they're going to stick with the deal or they're not. Now, this raises an interesting possibility. Let us for a moment stipulate, just for the sake of argument, that for once in his life, Benjamin Netanyahu is actually telling the truth, and Iran has got the plans to make a nuclear warhead. If Trump pulls out of the Iranian nuclear deal, Iran's going to build a warhead. They know what's coming. They know they're on the to-be-invaded list. Mike Pompeo, on the other hand, is out there saying that either fix the deal, meaning add in Iran's long-range missiles, or just let the deal go away. But I think letting the deal go away is going to open up the door to an arms race in the Middle East. All right, let's take some phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, there's a new suntan lotion out. God's Chosen One suntan lotion. It's $2 million.
Okay, we're going to need a couple of cases of that stuff, I think.
Yeah, Mike, this attack last night, because I was watching the one website, they said at first 45 to 49 dead and 70 wounded, but now it says 19, so it's got to be somewhere in between, either more or it's not less. But, yeah, this is a provocation, man. I mean, come on, man. How much more can the Russians and Iranians take, you know? That's a long way to Iran for the Israelis to go, that's for sure. If they want to go all the way to Iran.
It really is a long way to go, but, you know, it looks like Israel is going to be used to start the war with Iran. They'll go in, they'll bomb a couple of things, then they'll sit back and let the U.S. clean up the mess like they've done in so many other countries.
I don't know if you know this, but two Russian cargo planes landed in Iran yesterday. And maybe they're unloading S-300s or S-400s. I don't know. But also two Iranian cargo planes landed in Homa. That's one of the places that got bombed. It was two. One. It says one or two landed at that one airport. So I have to say, Mike, this is where World War III is going to start, is Syria area. I think this is it. I thought it was Ukraine, but... Well, that's part of the battlefield, per se, but, like, they're not letting this go, Mike. I mean, Trump's crazy. I mean,
the people around him are crazy. All of Washington, D.C. is crazy. They all think war is a really fun thing, as long as other people get to die in it. But when this breaks out, it's going to break out everywhere. There'll be a spark someplace, Korea, Ukraine, Syria. It won't really matter where it starts. Everybody will cut loose.
But he's the president, Mike. And where's Congress and the Senate? I mean, these people's lives are on the line now. How much Israeli greenbacks is worth sitting in a bunker for the next 4 years, coming out and being dead anyway? At a point in your life, you got to say, you know, maybe this is not, pushing it to the brink like this is not the smartest idea. Do you realize, Mike, Iran has such a great culture and economic, they could be such great economic with the United States, but it just don't seem like it's destined for the U.S. to be friends with anybody in the world anymore. You know, it's just, we're the aggressor, we're the evil empire now. It's like, along with Britain and France and Saudi Arabia and Israel, this is the axis of evil, Mike. It's sad to say, but I mean, we have been brought to this point by our own government. Nobody else.
Well, and the government of Israel as well. I mean, we keep hearing that Israel is our only friend in the Middle East, but you need to remember, prior to the founding of Israel, we didn't have any enemies in the Middle East. We were doing business with everybody. But Israel, you know, has got their claws into the U.S. system, and they don't want us to be friends with anybody other than Israel.
Yeah, I wish Donald Trump would watch the USS Liberty documentary. That'll say it all. And it's funny, when Trump was running, he said, like, the Saudis and 9/11, they were linked. No duh. But also the Israelis, like I said, everything he ran on, he flipped on. Dancing with the Saudis with the sword and holding his hand over that globe, like global domination. Looked like something from Austin Powers. You know, like, it's bizarre. It was very bizarre. I mean, it's funny, Mike, but it's weird, because we're at a point in our history where something's coming. I mean, you can feel it.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching this come for 20 years now and trying to figure out a way to educate the public to create a climate in which it was going to be hopefully impossible to start a world war. But unfortunately, I've been outspent and outmanned. All I can do is the best that I can right now to say that this war is a really bad idea. It's being fought for the bankers, being fought for Wall Street, being fought for the military-industrial complex, but it's bad for everybody else. Everybody loses in a war of this magnitude other than the bankers.
And it's sad because, you know what, Mike, just not our population, but the Israeli people, they're just as sheep as most Americans are. When the mushroom clouds are popping up all over the countryside, I just see the average American flipping through Food Network channel or Kim Kardashian, you know? Wonder when the power is going to come back on, you know, or something, if they're not in the city, you know? They're just dumbed down, Mike. I mean, and it's, you know what's sad? We have no power anymore. You can see that should get everybody angry, where our word don't mean crap anymore, you know? Like, they don't listen to us because we're useless now. We're useless eaters. They don't listen to us. They don't care about us.
The elections are rigged. We're disenfranchised, and we don't have the kind of money that politicians are getting from people like Sheldon Adelson or George Soros. And that's why we become irrelevant in our own country. And the problem is that due to decades of bad management, our economy is hanging by a thread. Our infrastructure, with which we would have to have to rebuild the economy, is in a shambles. And everybody thinks that, well, we'll just have a war and we'll keep everybody afraid, and that way they'll remain under our control. Because that's what politicians and government always have as their top priority, maintaining control. No matter how bad things get, they don't want to give up control.
And, Mike, one more thing on Benjamin Netanyahu went to the Knesset. He's got emergency war powers now. Did you read about that yet?
No, I didn't read about that yet.
Yeah, and his crazy defense minister, isn't that some guy, Lieberman? Isn't he crazier than he is?
Lieberman, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, he got emergency powers from the Knesset because, you know, they're all puppets. They're probably all blackmailed, too, like ours is. You know, blackmailed and, you know, paychecks going to them, you know, at an offshore bank account somewhere in the Cayman Islands. Who knows? But, yeah, Mike, I said this ain't over yet, and this stuff's coming faster than we can keep up with now. I mean, every day. You know, it's every day now. You know?
I agree. But, it's everybody's prime for war. They're just waiting for a starting time. I heard a report that already large trucks carrying military tanks are heading north in Israel towards the border. So, yeah, they're getting ready.
Okay, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, your quote that you said many times is we're always at the mercy of the least sane, the least stable world leader.
Yes.
And that's where we are right now, unfortunately.
Yep.
But you know, Mike, this is the classic life and death, absolutely life and death, no BS case study of our own interests are the interests of the 330 million American people. Peace in the world, of the planet surviving, is it more important than the bought and paid for Congress and bought and paid for presidency and the basically the Jewish fifth column that runs this country? That's really what it comes down to. Are they strong enough to override all sense and reason and logic and rationality, you know, or not? And it looks to me like it's not. So,
no, they're all caught up in groupthink. They're all caught up in wishful thinking, magical thinking. They think they can win a nuclear war because they've all got bunkers. And they don't seem to understand that this could really spiral out of control and result, at the very least, in a new dark ages, if not an extinction level event. All right, listen, Peter, stay on the line. Going to put you on hold. I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
You can send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. We really do need your help here. Okay, we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about Israel's constant aggressions and Israel's use of the U.S. military to accomplish its geopolitical goals.
And yeah, Mike, we're not using Israel. They are using us to get us into war. That's the way it goes.
Of course. Of course.
And we wouldn't be in Syria without them. We probably wouldn't have gotten into Iraq without them. This Iran thing is all Israel, really. And, you know, in the Ukraine, that's driven by Victoria Nuland and the neocons as well. I mean,
yes.
Everywhere we looked, 3 weeks ago, he killed 300 Russians. You know, how insane is that?
It's very insane. And this all goes back to the 1990s and a group that was called the Project for the New American Century. And they're still around. They have a new name. But they were putting out these policy papers that literally called for 100 years of war to bring the entire world under U.S. domination.
I swear, Mike, it's so controlled. We have not followed our own interests in our foreign policy and even in our commercial policy to a large extent anyways, for 40 years anyways. And this is where it's gotten us. Everybody hates us. We have no real allies. All we can do is coerce people into following us. We have no moral compass because we're following the Nazi Israelis, and we're eyeball to eyeball with the Russians in an area that it could have disappeared and it wouldn't have bothered us at all. You know, I mean, it could have absolutely disappeared and it wouldn't bother the United States at all. Syria, even the Ukraine, for that matter. You know, there we are, ready to fight a world war over it.
It's absolutely. And I think we're going to lose this one. I think the U.S. military, you know, they like to think of themselves as invincible. But look how we lost in Vietnam against a nation that militarily really shouldn't have been able to compete with us. And we still lost there. And we never actually won the Korean War. And we're looking at all these very expensive weapon systems like the F-35. The F-35s that have already been deployed are not functioning combat units. They're still waiting for software and systems to be added to them somewhere down the road to make them actually operational. And it's just, it's just all about grinding as much wealth out of ordinary people as the government can grab under any excuse possible. It really is sad. Because the United States has become the bad guy in all of this. And that is a very, very painful thing to have to deal with.
And you know, Mike, everything you said about, you know, our weapons technology and where we are with its reliability and everything else, all that's true. But, you know, short of nuclear war, the old Napoleonic maxim that morale is to all other factors is 3 to 1, which is why the Vietnamese, with a 50th of, or 100th of what we had, kicked our butts because they were willing and we weren't. And nobody wanted to be the last guy to die in Vietnam. We knew we were wrong there. We know we're wrong here. We know we're wrong in Afghanistan. We know we're wrong in Iraq. Our soldiers don't want to fight. The Israelis know they're wrong in their heart. They know they're just oppressing people. And so even for morale, the Syrians are fighting for their homes, and the Russians, you know, aren't fighting for their homes, but at least they're fighting for the right. You know, how are we going to sustain any sort of long-term, short of a nuclear war military effort, when nobody trusts our political system, as you and Dustin talked about? Nobody trusts our leaders. Nobody trusts the reasons why we're there. And I won't send my daughter, I'll tell you that. My daughter is not going to go into a uniform. And this is from a 30-year Army guy.
You know, it's not going to happen. Exactly what you think.
So... but I hope to God we don't do this. And this is a real test case, though, Mike. Is the fifth column from a foreign country, a tiny foreign country, strong enough to guide us into a suicidal venture?
So. It is. It's very alarming right now. These are very, very dark times, and we're trying to do the best that we can with them. But it does seem that there is something in the nature of man himself where we are susceptible to the call for war. But you're absolutely right. And even Sun Tzu said it in The Art of War. The army that feels they have the moral right on their side is the army that will prevail. Peter, we're going to let you go. Take another break for commercials. We've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. I have a couple of topics today. The first thing, someone needs to bitch smack Netanyahu. He's doing everything and everything under the sun just to save his job. If there is no tension in the Middle East right now, he will probably be impeached or going to jail because he knows he's done some things that are corrupt and illegal. So I think this is one of the reasons why he wants war. And as you mentioned, war is not around the corner. It's right in front of us.
Absolutely. And we know that leaders will start wars for purely personal, selfish reasons. I mean, like when Bill Clinton blew up that aspirin factory in Sudan just to distract the media from Monica Lewinsky. Netanyahu is facing possible prosecution in Israel. The Knesset tried to pass a law saying that a sitting prime minister can't be arrested or prosecuted, but that failed to get enough votes to pass.
Right. The other issue, the past several days, they're talking about those illegals who's trying to get into America through the Mexican border. This is something that really doesn't surprise me, but people really need to think about this. How come they aren't talking about the increase of homelessness in America? Every 4 minutes, someone is losing their home or losing their apartment because they can't find a job, they don't have any money. So by letting illegals into this country, where are you going to put them? There's no room in the inn. And where are the jobs for these so-called illegals?
Well, that, of course, is a very good question. But right now, these illegals are being supported by taxpayer funds. The Democrats are bringing them on in, knowing that as long as these illegals are being given money, they're going to vote Democratic. It's bread and circuses mentality.
Right, because I was reading today where millennium, the young kids are not voting for the Democratic Party. They say they aren't going to vote at all, which means the Democrats need these illegals to vote.
Yes. They've admitted as much. The Democratic leadership has said they count on the illegal immigrant vote, even though, of course, under U.S. law, they're not supposed to be allowed to vote.
Right. And the final question, do you know who this NGO group is that's rented the buses for these illegals to get into America?
I don't know the name of the group. There's actually multiple groups involved, but they're all basically fronts for the globalists. And so okay. Somewhere up the food chain, I'm sure you're going to find George Soros.
Right. Well, Michael, that's it. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was at the workbench today. I had Alex Jones playing in the background. They said a number of things that really bear noting. He assured everybody that Iran has had nuclear weapons for a long time because he had information from highly placed government sources that had seen satellite scans, which is total nonsense. Like I said last week, this is a huge industrial spectacle that nobody could miss, whether intel on the ground or by satellite. I mean, it uses an enormous amount of water just for starters, but there are thousands of people involved in refining uranium to that level. It's not like making meth in an apartment. You know, you can't make one part over here and then one part over here. It's just these huge buildings with trucks going in and out all day. And he assured his listeners two or three times that he was not an Israeli lackey. But he said he actually said this is not Iraqi WMDs and what was the other thing? He devoted like 20 minutes of a show purely to Netanyahu's press conference, Netanyahu talking, not with a vial of yellow cake, but a diagram of yellow cake. You know, how hard is it to forge documents? He also said Israel had been caught working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, but they only did that because Al-Qaeda and ISIS were the enemies of Hamas. I mean, the gymnastics was, but I think if we dodge this bullet, then a huge segment of people who supported Israel are really going to rethink their positions, because there's nothing that focuses the mind like the threat of being vaporized, you know, you and your family and everybody you know.
Yes.
So that's about all I have for you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And, yeah, I'm rather saddened that Alex is drinking the Kool-Aid on this one, but you're absolutely right. It takes a huge facility to build nuclear weapons. Go back and look at the history of the Manhattan Project, especially the centrifuge cascades that are needed to refine uranium to weapons grade. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. I mean, we're talking hundreds of acres, and it would be impossible to miss. But we know that some of the satellite photos that have been used to try and tarnish Iran have been hoaxes. The Israeli media put out this photo from a satellite that they claimed was an Iranian Air Force base inside Syria, and it turned out to be the airport in Tehran. So, again, it's all lies. It's all lies. If there was any truth to any of this, they wouldn't resort to lies, because they'd be afraid that exposure of any one piece of information as a lie tarnishes the rest of it. So if any part of this is a hoax and a fraud, it means all of it is a hoax and a fraud. Okay, we're going to switch on over now to John in Austin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I suppose, like a lot of other people, I've been following the situation in Palestine for quite some time, and I've seen some horrible things in my time. Now, this morning, I happened to come across an interview between Abby Martin and Joe Rogan, and she talked about this T-shirt that IDF soldiers are wearing, where it says, "One shot, two kills," and they're advocating shooting pregnant women. And I thought, my God, that can't be. So I Googled it, and sure enough, I've got an image of the thing right in front of me. You've got this pregnant Arab woman in the crosshairs of a scope, and this thing on the bottom says, "One shot, two kills." Now, I just noticed something in the article that I hadn't noticed earlier. There's sort of, I'm guessing, it's Hebrew writing on the top of this little thing, and that says, apparently, "Let every Arab mother know that her son's fate is in my hands." Now, as I said, I've been following this for quite some time, and I've seen and heard things that leave me pretty disgusted. But this one takes me to a new low that I never, ever thought I would experience. I'm just utterly gobsmacked at this. This is I'm stuck for words. I'm lost for words.
Well, that T-shirt's been around for quite a long while, and other people have had the same reaction that you do, that it is barbarous in the extreme. I mean, the idea that you're just shooting pregnant women. But on the other hand, Israel is down there on the border with Gaza, just gunning down these peaceful protesters.
I know.
And they're using apparently expanding ammunition to inflict the maximum damage. They're specifically targeting elbows and knees to permanently cripple people. They're refusing to allow the wounded to seek medical attention in the West Bank, and as a result, limbs are being amputated.
Yep. They're committing just about every crime there is in the book, and jolly old American taxpayer is footing the bill.
Yep.
Just unreal. Okay, that's all I got, Mike. Thanks, mate.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was listening to Alex Jones earlier, too. He's actually speaking out of both sides of his mouth. So he's saying he's given some credibility to Netanyahu's nonsense, but he's also saying we need to stay out of it at the same time. And then he had Gerald Celente finish off his show, actually took over the fourth hour and before they spoke. And Celente's totally against the war. He doesn't end. He understands. But as far as Netanyahu goes, I don't know if the guy doesn't understand something. Well, maybe he doesn't care. We get into a war because of Israel. And let's say it doesn't turn. If it turns nuclear, forget it. Nobody's going to win. It's going to be probably end of the planet, period. But if it goes, if it gets a prolonged war, let's say just do it with, let's say Putin decides to just arm the Iranians and let them, and let us sink in and have to have a draft and everything else. If that happens, what's going to happen is there is so much anti-Semitism just at the bottom, at the very, not at the surface so much, but just below the surface. You can see it on the net. You can see it on the comment sections. And it's not, it's not anti-Zionism. It's actually anti-Jew. And this is going to really come to the surface and get uglier and uglier if Israel draws us into a war. Now, I don't know if...
Now, hang on a second. You need to be aware that a lot of the anti-Jew comments are being put there by paid propagandists to support Israel's claim that anti-Semitism is behind criticism of the government of Israel. And it's a huge PR effort because Israel wants to deflect criticism for what they do by saying that it's just hatred of the Jews, which makes as much sense as deflecting criticism of the Nazis by saying you hate the German people. But they spend a huge amount of resources on maintaining that illusion that there's anti-Semitism in the world when it's actually just justifiable criticism of the actions of the government of Israel.
Well, when I say that, I'm saying that another war like this, knowing that Israel dragged us into it, even if there isn't real anti-Semitism, but anti-Semitism is a silly statement anyway, since the Palestinians are probably the descendants of the original Jews that were down there in the first place. But that's besides
yes.
the point. The fact of the matter is going to be, but I should that's why I say anti-Jew, because this is what it's going to cause. Now, I'm wondering whether or not Netanyahu doesn't care about that, thinking, well, this will cause more Jews to move to Israel. Maybe all of American Jews move to Israel. I don't know. I don't know what's in that clown's mind, but I'll tell you this. This is one dangerous human being. He is a, you know, yes. when Trump called, Assad an animal, that's the real animal. Why didn't he call Netanyahu an animal? I put that on my Facebook, by the way, in answer to a column by Cynthia McKinney. And, you know, I said, why didn't he call Netanyahu an animal? By the way, do you ever think of getting Cynthia, can you ever get her on your show? Well, have she been?
I've had her on the show before, but yeah, I'll try and get her back on again. I need more guests on the show anyway.
And what about Tulsi Gabbard? Is she, I know she's kind of towards the left. How is she as far as the Second Amendment? That to me is very important. If I'm going to vote for somebody, they have to at least be in, you know, for gun rights for American people, including so-called assault weapons, because we need it more than ever. When you see how this government is today, it, you know, that is so important, because I could really go for her otherwise, but I don't know what she feels on that. I know Cynthia McKinney, believe it or not, is pro-Second Amendment now. She said that a few years yeah. ago on her own show. So that's a real plus for her. You know, and Jesse Ventura is also very pro-Second Amendment, but both are very anti-war. So these are the type of people I think we got to look to maybe say, maybe become run third party and become president in 2020. Of course, that's if we have a planet left by then, which is...
Yeah, that we could very well see the collapse of this government before 2020. Overall, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I've approached her office about having her on the show. They have never replied. She is very much in favor of gun control, including the banning of the sporting rifles. So obviously she loses points on that one.
Yeah, that's a big negative to me. I can't support somebody because I think that the Second Amendment is probably the most important amendment right now in the Bill of Rights. It basically is the teeth of the rest of the Bill of Rights. Without that, we would really have oppression. We just about have it already, but I mean,
yes.
they are afraid of right. They are afraid of the armed citizens in this country. That I know. That I know for a fact. That's why they, every chance they get, and they'll even pull off the false flags. They'll kill kids in schools just to show, you know, to get people against the Second Amendment. I don't. As far as Sandy Hoax goes, I don't think anybody died of Sandy Hoax. That was just a complete hoax. But I do believe people died. In Florida shooting, the Marjorie Stoneman school, I believe people were killed there, and I believe people were killed in Vegas. It all depends on how much time the deep state has to organize these things. But we need that Second Amendment, and I cannot support. I was looking something about with Dennis Kucinich. He's bragging how much against the Second Amendment he is. So he's running for Ohio governor now. I can't support that.
Yes,
I really can't. I mean, to me, that is it. That is a non-negotiable line. We can negotiate on other things, but not the Second Amendment. Because that, to me, is what's keeping the country as free as possible as we can be right now. So I don't know what you got to think. All right, Mike? I think
Second Amendment, I agree, is very important. I tend to think the First Amendment is a little more important, and now that is coming under attack as well, where they're trying to carve out the Palestinian exception, where you don't have freedom of speech to criticize Israel. And, of course, once they get that, there'll be other areas. They'll say, well, you can't criticize vaccine makers. You can't criticize GMO. The Bill of Rights is very much under attack right now. There's no question about it.
But that's where the Second Amendment comes into being, because if they do try to oppress us like that and try to oppress the First Amendment, there's where the Second Amendment, because I think we're either heading towards the Third World War, or we're heading towards an out-and-out revolution in this country, because it doesn't seem like the elections are doing it anymore. Unless we get the absolute right people, we thought we had it in Trump, though I had my doubts. Turns out the man's either a punk or a liar, or both. So, you know, it just seems to me that that's probably where we're headed. Terrible thing to think, but I just don't know. It just seems like...
No, you're absolutely right. Trump has been a tremendous disappointment, and part of the problem is apparently he doesn't have the spine we thought he did. He's too easy to sway. Apparently, he responds well to flattery. If you flatter him, you will get him to basically agree with you about whatever it is you're talking about.
He does. And, of course, he's this Kushner. You should never have Kushner in there. This guy's first of all, you should never have, relatives or children in your government in the first place, okay? It only leads to problems. But it's that nepotism. You should never have nepotism. But if you do, this is a guy who's, talk about Zionist. His father is a personal friend of Netanyahu. His father, by the way, is a crook on top of it. He did time. And on top of that, he had him over as a house guest. So just ask him for trouble with that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Fox News is already rerunning Netanyahu's little presentation. And I'll tell you the thing that really stood out for me about that was how they had all these CDs in this nice display frame. To me, that's definite stagecraft. That's definite propaganda. All right, let's take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I need to get back to some news here. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I was just going to listen to everybody, you know, that's called in. It is very very scary what's going on. But, you know, what really woke me up is when, you know, I think there's a majority of people get their news from the Drudge Report. And, you know, Matt Drudge, you know, his background, his father was a Reformed Jew, I believe, and his mother worked for Kennedy. So, you know, they're liberals. And, you know, when you see that headlines, BB says Iran lies, that I knew we're in trouble because, you know, without Zero Hedge, and I know Zero Hedge isn't perfect, but I know you look at Zero Hedge, without Zero Hedge, who else is left other than your show and a few others? Because I mean, everybody that really does any research knows Alex Jones and Matt Drudge are buddies, and it all connects to this almost a Christian Messiah. Israel is going to take over the world. You know, the greater Israel, and it's like mass hysteria. I mean, did you see the headlines with the Drudge Report?
I generally don't go to the Drudge Report anymore. He and I had a falling out many years ago, back when I was working on the Vince Foster case, because I found this documentation, other people found this documentation that showed the government was lying about the number of wounds on Foster's body. And back then, I was friends with Drudge, and I was feeding him this information, and he wouldn't run with it. Instead, he went with that bogus claim about Sidney Blumenthal and domestic abuse, which resulted in him being sued, and that made him famous, and then the lawsuit was dropped. And at that point, I realized that Matt is as controlled as any other media that's out there. And you're right. Unfortunately, a lot of the so-called independent media is not, in fact, independent, as the earlier call about Alex Jones confirmed for us. But there are, unfortunately, fewer and fewer truly objective, analytical, independent media outlets out there, of which Republic Broadcasting obviously is one.
Yeah, you know. Also, I'll try to be brief because I didn't want to get on with your talking points. But you know who Greg Hunter is, right? With former CNN, he's got quite a following on USA. His USA channel.
Yes,
Greg Hunter. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he left CNN because they wouldn't let him stay because he wanted to tell the truth. But, you know, I've emailed the guy. I've had some conversations with him. He's another one of these guys. If you bring up Israel, everything's shut down because God's behind Israel. Whatever they do, you can't argue with. And that's what we're up against. So, you know, I don't know. I don't got nothing against Jewish people. I got Jewish friends.
Yeah, Israel has shamelessly exploited the Christians in this country for political support. Anyway, listen, Mo, got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.